Please be seated. I invite you to take out your Bible or grab the pew Bible there in front of you and turn with me to Luke chapter 13. Luke is in the New Testament. It is the third book, Matthew, Mark, then Luke. In the 13th chapter, our scripture reading today will be verses 10 through 17. Follow along as we hear the good news. Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who had been disabled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and couldn't stand up straight. And when he saw her, Jesus called her to him and said, "Woman, you are set free from your sickness." And he placed his hands on her, and she straightened up at once and praised God. The synagogue leader, incensed that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, responded, "There are 6 days during which work is permitted. Come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord replied, "Hypocrites! Don't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from its stall and lead it out to get a drink? Then isn't it necessary that this woman, a daughter of Abraham, bound by Satan for 18 long years, be set free from her bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said these things, all his opponents were put to shame, but all those in the crowd rejoiced at the extraordinary things he was doing. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Lord, your foolishness confounds the wise. May we be fools for you and find your love and power in our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. So why do we have rules? I mean, let's get real. Who likes lots of rules? I saw one person raise their hand. Yeah. That's what I thought. I mean, we all have rules and regulations and laws we have to follow. It's part of living in a civilized society. And usually they're there for an important purpose. They help us order society. They help protect us, or they help protect something else. In fact, our nation's first rules, the Bill of Rights, are there to protect our freedoms. And then when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments and the rest of the law, he said it was for our own good. Have you ever broken the rules? I bet we've broken some rules. Unless you're my wife. She follows all the rules. I mean, she is the epitome, the definition of a rule follower. Now me? I'm better than I used to be, but still I like for the rules to make sense. What about you? What about you and rules? What's the rule that you struggle with? Maybe it's the speed limit? Or maybe it was something that you thought was silly or unnecessary. Or maybe there was something else that just never made sense to you. You know, when you're in the military, soldiers are supposed to follow the rules. They're supposed to follow their orders. Yet every soldier, when they go through basic training, they're instructed that an unlawful order is not to be followed. And then Martin Luther King Jr. said that an unjust law is no law at all. So that even if there are consequences for not following the rules, sometimes rules are made to be broken, especially when it's God's foolish love that breaks them. Now, how often do we like to take a rule, our favorite rule, and we like to make a big deal about that rule, and then we like to point out when somebody else doesn't follow that rule? Any of us guilty of that? Oh, I know I am. But that's exactly what the religious leaders were doing during Jesus' ministry. You know, these religious leaders, experts in the law, experts in the rules, they lorded it over people with legal dictates and then publicly humiliated or shamed those who didn't comply. And often their interpretation of the law created a new set of rules that was absolutely unbearable for the people to follow. Yet Jesus comes along and he challenges that and he changes that. And One Sabbath day is in our scripture we read, while the people are worshiping God, Jesus was teaching, and in comes this woman, and she's bent over, and she's disabled, and she's been this way for 18 years. And just imagine for a moment her discomfort and her pain. I mean, what it would have been like to try to go to the market and get groceries, or to try to look up at the trees to see the birds, or maybe even in the sky, and how difficult that may have been, and how uncomfortable and painful. And she's been that way for years. But Jesus sees her, and he invites her to be next to him. And then he gently places his hands on his back, and he heals her, and it's a beautiful miracle. And suddenly, she's set free. She can stand up straight. She can move. She can look around. She can do all the things that we take for granted. She can do the things that she hasn't been able to do for years. Yet the religious leader is there, and he is so upset. He's angry. And the thing is he's not angry with Jesus, even though it was Jesus who did the healing. He's angry with the woman that got healed, and he scolds her. He doesn't scold Jesus. He scolds the woman for getting healed. And this is what I mean by these rules that are unbearable. Jesus is now incensed at his lack of humanity and compassion and kindness. And Jesus responds. He says, you know, every Sabbath, you go out and you untie your ox or your donkey, and you let them get a drink. I mean, here is this woman who's been tied up for 18 years, and all I did was set her free. You know, it's self-righteous religious folks who know the law and like to use it to make more rules so that they can make judgments and accuse others of wrongdoing. I wonder how often that's been us. But Jesus saw this woman as a child of God. He saw her pain and her trouble and how she was imprisoned by this disease. And Jesus saw her need for freedom. And so he set her free, even if it meant breaking the rules. On another occasion, Jesus frees someone else from pain and misery, frees a man from the pain and misery of a withered hand. He's gathered around again on the Sabbath with a bunch of religious leaders, except this time they bring him the man with the withered hand, and they're trying to set him up, trying to frame him for working on the Sabbath, for breaking the Sabbath law. But Jesus flips the question on them, and he says, let's say you have a sheep, and this sheep is very precious to you. And one day, on the Sabbath, the sheep falls into a pit. And if the sheep can't get out of the pit, and if it doesn't get out of the pit, then it's going to die. What do you do? Do you leave the sheep there and let it die? Or would you crawl down into the pit with it and pull it out? Of course, you would crawl down in the pit and pull it out. And it's only a sheep. How much more important is a human than a sheep? Jesus says it is right to do good deeds on the Sabbath. And Jesus saw this man with the withered hand as not just human, but as more precious than a sheep, as someone created in his own image. And he loved the man, and he healed the man, even if it meant breaking the rules. Then on another day, Jesus is in this city called Tyre, in this region, and there's a woman, a Syrophoenician Gentile, and she comes to Jesus begging to heal his daughter, her daughter. Her daughter has been possessed by this demon, and this woman, an immigrant, she wasn't a Jew. In fact, she was a Gentile, and it was considered wrong to associate with Gentiles unless you were absolutely forced to do. There were social rules in place to keep Jews from mixing and socializing with Gentiles. And this woman knew the rules, but she didn't care. Her daughter was sick and needed help, and so she went to Jesus to beg for her healing, and she breaks the rules and begs Jesus for help. But you know, Jesus knows these rules. And he puts her in her place. He tells her that he must take care of the Jews first. It wouldn't be right for him to help her when so many Jews are still sick and in need of help. In other words, no. Jesus wasn't going to heal her daughter. He had come to help the Jews first. He was waiting to save he was waiting to help the Gentiles and the pagans and those who weren't Jews until after his resurrection, until after his ascension. But this immigrant, this foreigner, this mother, she doesn't take no for an answer. She pleads with Jesus. She says, even the pets get the scraps off the master's table. And moved by faith, Jesus breaks his own rule and heals her daughter. See, Jesus breaks these rules over and over to offer healing. The bent over woman, the man with the withered hand, the Gentile woman who broke the rules for her own daughter, shows that God ignores all kinds of boundaries for us. It shows us that God's foolish love cannot be contained in our usual experiences and expectations of how things ought to work or how things should work. And this was so common that Jesus would do these types of things that many of the other Jews, especially the religious Jews and the holier-than-thou Jews, they ridiculed Jesus and they made fun of him. They called him a drunkard and a glutton because he hung out with the sinners and the drunkards and those who partied all the time. He hung out with them so often that he got accused of being one of them. How many of us are willing to risk our reputations in order to reach those that need Jesus? That's a tough question there, because after all, we've got reputations to protect. We've got an image to protect. We've got businesses and jobs and friends and high places that we want to keep, right? And maybe Jesus would have had more followers back then if he had followed all the rules. Maybe they wouldn't have crucified him. But how many of those who really needed him and needed his help would have experienced his love and his power in a life-transforming way? So who needs us to break our own rules and our own boundaries and our own social rules and etiquette so that we can share the love of God? There's someone in your life that needs you to step outside of your comfort zone, outside of your boundaries, and step outside the rules to share Jesus with them. You know, to the world, this message of the cross is foolishness. But to those who are being saved, it's the power of God. And God broke the rules when he healed people on the Sabbath. He broke the religious leaders' understanding of what the rules meant. And he broke the rules of social and economic boundaries. God even broke the rules on what it means to be God. I mean, God's supposed to be powerful and almighty. They are the rulers, and we are the servants, right? Except Jesus came and he emptied himself. He humbled himself. He became human. And then instead of demanding that we serve him, he served us. And he poured out his blood for our redemption. And he broke his body for our healing. He became wounded for our sin so that we might be healed and saved and know the fullness of salvation. He became our wounded healer, our savior, our hero by dying on the cross. With that, God broke the rules for you. And you can let God's foolish love that breaks the rules change how you live for God, even if sometimes that means breaking the rules. Amen?